Your cross and mine is personal rejection by unbelievers for our testimony of Jesus Christ. Until we are willing to be rejected by men for Christ's testimony, we bear no cross. It is a dangerous thing to be unwilling to suffer persecution for our testimony. It is the next thing to outright denial of Him as Savior and Lord. We deny ourselves by giving all praise, glory, and honor to Christ Jesus at the risk of being persecuted. So we take up the cross of persecution, being mistreated because of our stance for Christ. We follow Jesus in His Word and Holy Spirit, speaking as He spoke and doing what He did. Peter's double-minded nature, Matthew 16:23, was not unique to him, so Jesus addressed all the disciples so that they understood the level of commitment that Jesus required. We must deny ourselves. Peter had tried to intervene in the direction of Jesus' physical life. So Jesus addresses how to experience abundant life in our physical life in his comments to all the disciples. We find abundant life by giving up our self-will, controlled life in obedience to the Holy Spirit and Word. Persecutions for our testimony is our cross. Those who do not testify of Jesus Christ receive no persecution and so never bear their cross. Jesus testified of the Father and suffered rejection and death for it. Jesus is a stumbling block to the rebellious unbeliever, and so are we in our testimony of Him.